Earlier, we introduced you to three men vying for the job of state superintendent. Now, let's get to the issues. How do the candidates want to deal with the low-performing schools? To explain, here's WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.
Wisconsin judges school performance based on a few metrics. How are students scoring on standardized tests? Have those scores improved over time? How many students graduate? Historically, the consequences for low performance have varied. Most recently, Republican legislators crafted a program that would put failing schools under the control of an independent commissioner. Last year, one-third of Milwaukee's public schools were at risk of qualifying for the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program, or OSPP. What's next for those schools? If it's up to incumbent Tony Evers, low performers will get more resources.
In many cases, kids who are underachieving need huge amounts of support. A, we have to make sure that class sizes are reasonable in the kindergarten and 4K arena, and that's the financial issue. But I think more importantly, we have to make sure that instead of chasing test scores, we also have opportunities for teachers to build positive relationships with kids.
Evers says he has lobbied for more resources in his most recent state budget proposal. He advocates for shifting funds to districts that educate the neediest kids. As for challenger John Humphreys, he has unveiled a plan for low-performing schools that looks similar to OSPP. It would also seek new operators for low-performing schools. What's different, Humphreys says, is that instead of letting the county executive hire the new leadership, which was the plan for Milwaukee, Humphreys says that job should belong to the parents. So under his plan, the new operators could potentially come from within the struggling district itself.
But it goes right along with helping schools do a better job of instruction. Teachers, administrators, school boards, and parents are all looking for an advocate at DPI, someone who's willing to tell the tough story of what's happening academically, but also offer important supports to schools so they can improve.
Humphreys also says he wants to revamp the state's report card for schools. He says benchmarks for performance should look the same across all districts, something he doesn't see in the current system. Challenger Lowell Holtz says he has firsthand experience with turning around struggling schools from his time as head of the Beloit District. Under his tenure, the district moved off the failing schools list. Holtz attributes the accomplishment to collaboration. He says real change will happen when the state starts spending money on creating opportunities within communities.
Every single year, we spend over $503 million on dropouts. That money should be used on improving academic opportunities for our kids. We really need to work in collaboration with our communities and business leaders to turn around a failing system, because we need to reallocate those dollars into an educational system that gives our kids the opportunities for success and obviously future employment.
Holtz says he favors training programs that also help local businesses meet their workforce needs. There is plenty more to know about the DPI candidates and their platforms. Tomorrow, I'll bring you their ideas for preparing teachers and addressing mental health issues among students. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.